Hello friends, now we are back again in Kata Revi Podcast. Today, I will share about my own experience, how can I arrange my time as a company worker and also language learner. As you know, besides, I learn Korean, Japanese, and also English. I also write books and also coaching in writing. So, if some people ask me or curious with how can I manage my time, usually I will say like this: how can I manage my time? The first thing you should know is I have not married yet and I don't have kids or another person who I should take care with me. So I stay by myself in a shared house. And I stay in a separate place from my family. So I have so many, plenty of time to do whatever I want to do. If you have a family, if you are a working mom, or if you are a stay-at-home mom with a little kids or toddler, it will be different with my tips. But maybe you can arrange your time based on my method. So I hope it will help you to pursue your language learning or whatever you want. I hope it can give you some small insights that can enhance or enlighten your learning process. First thing you should do to manage your time between your main work and also language learning, you should set a reasonable schedule. For example, because I work as a company worker from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., it means I have maybe what you can say 12 hours to learn and to sleep with enough time. Don't forget with your sleeping time, it is very important to take care of your own body and mental health. So the first thing, I will make my reasonable schedule. For example, in 1 week I will spare 2 days for Korean learning and another 2 days for Japanese learning. I only learn in the morning because I am not a night owl. I cannot spend my sleeping time for learning until 2 a.m. for example. So I will wake up at 5 a.m. and then I will learn the language that I want to learn for maybe for only an hour or an hour half or almost 2 hours based on my own schedule. And then the second tips for me is prioritize your own activity before learning language. So if you don't have any time to learn in that specific days that you have chosen before, you should do the main or the most important task before you learn the language. For example, if you should take care of your toddlers in the morning and you should take care of your body with workout or exercise, whatever, you can spare only maybe 30 minutes for learning language. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is the schedule, and you will be stick on your own time. You should keep your focus when you are learning the language. The third that I will do is turn off the social media. So if I should learn from the Zoom class or maybe from the online class, I will turn the notification from WhatsApp and Telegram for a while. So I don't need to check or to be disturbed by those notifications. And I think it's easier if you are learning on your personal computer or laptop, so you will not see your notification on the smartphone. And then the last tips that I can give you for language learning is immerse yourself not only from textbook but also from the podcast and also from the video. So for example, if I don't have any time to open my textbook, I will use my break time or my lunch time in my company with listening to the podcast. So I will eat my lunch while learning the podcast based on the language itself. On the other tips, if you have any spare time in your company after you have lunch and you have your mind clear from your office tasks or office duties, I will learn maybe from 15 minutes until 20 minutes. I will open my textbook and then I learn maybe like 2 or 3 items. And I just check or I mark my learning target. It doesn't matter if you only have 20 minutes, 15 minutes, but the most important thing is your discipline, your routine. Okay, that's all my tips. If you have found many grammatical errors or maybe weird pronunciation from myself, please forgive me because English is not my native language. I hope you can get new knowledge or new insight from my methods. And if you have any comments or if you have your own opinion about this topic, you can share your opinion on my Instagram, katarefi, katarefi. Or you can simply send your voice message through Anchor app. That's all my podcast today. See you on my next podcast. Bye.